Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're going to be tackling a really interesting topic today, looking at the Australian medical device industry. And we've got some really interesting pieces from Dr. Greg Roger, and he's someone who's clearly really passionate about this. And he really doesn't pull any punches when it comes to some of the challenges that are facing the industry. So we're going to try and unpack some of his arguments about why getting medical devices from Aussie labs into the hands of Aussie patients is a lot harder than it really should be. And what can be done about it.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's really striking about these pieces by Dr. Roger is how he connects the dots between a lot of different issues. So he's not just looking at one specific problem in isolation. He's seeing the big picture of how reimbursement policies, the way the public sector procures medical devices, and even our kind of cultural attitude towards supporting local innovators. All these things are kind of tangled up together.
Okay, so paint us a picture then. What's the situation that Dr. Roger is describing here? When he says that it's so hard to get these devices to market, what are some of the specific challenges that he's highlighting?
Well, he uses this really powerful analogy. He talks about a six-lane highway that leads straight off a cliff. And that's basically how he describes the experience of trying to get a medical device developed and sold in Australia.
Okay, so you've spent years developing this life-saving medical device. You've gone through all the hoops, gotten the TGA approval, which is our very thorough regulatory body here in Australia, and then you hit this cliff.
Exactly, you're ready to roll. You think you're good to go, and then suddenly, you're facing this massive drop-off.
Well, what is that drop-off? What is that cliff?
Well, one of the biggest hurdles is reimbursement. And that's where things get really complicated, particularly in the private sector.
Right, because you might have this great device, but if private health insurance won't cover it, then it's going to be very difficult for people to actually access it.
Exactly. And Dr. Roger calls out this thing called the prosthesis list, which is basically like the holy grail for private health insurance coverage.
Right.
But to get on that list, you need a mountain of extra evidence, even after the TGA, which is, you know, as you said, our very stringent regulatory body, even after they've already given you the thumbs up.
So you have to go through this whole other process, which can take years and tons of money.
Yeah, we're talking years of work, mountains of paperwork. And for a lot of smaller companies, it can be a total deal breaker.
Right. It's just not feasible for them to go through that.
Exactly.
And then on top of that, we've got the public sector side of things.
Yeah.
And I know Dr. Roger also talks about some of the challenges there.
Yeah. He argues that local area health services. The LAHS, as they're often called, they tend to favor the big international companies because those companies can offer these massive discounts by bundling their products together.
Bundling. What does that mean?
Well, it's basically when a company comes in and says, hey, we'll give you a killer deal on all of our surgical equipment, but you have to buy the whole shebang.
Oh, I see.
And so for a smaller Australian company that's trying to, you know, maybe just specialize in one particular device or a small range of devices, it's almost impossible for them to compete with that.
Even if their individual product is better.
Exactly.
Wow. So it really does sound like the system is kind of stacked against those smaller Aussie innovators.
That's essentially what Dr. Roger is arguing. Yeah. He says the system is rigged.
But the good news is he doesn't just complain about it. He actually offers some solutions. So in the next part of our deep dive, we're going to take a look at some of Dr. Roger's suggestions for how we can actually address these problems and hopefully start to create a more level playing field for Aussie medical device companies. So stay tuned for that.
So one of Dr. Roger's big ideas is to totally rethink how we use the prosthesis list. He suggests that instead of requiring all this extra evidence for a device to be included, we could actually just use TGA clearance as the green light.
So if the TGA, which as we know is our very stringent regulatory body here in Australia, if they give a device the thumbs up, that should be enough to qualify it for reimbursement through private health insurance.
Exactly. Streamline the whole process, cut out tons of red tape, and save Aussie companies a fortune in both time and money.
That does sound like a pretty radical change. I mean, are there any concerns about that approach? Like, what about cost effectiveness?
Yeah.
You know, TGA is focused on safety and efficacy, but they're not necessarily looking at the overall cost of the healthcare system.
Yeah, that's a valid point. And Dr. Roger does acknowledge that. He proposes a really interesting solution to address that, what he calls a limited release of the device in what he calls centers of excellence.
Centers of excellence. What are those?
So these would be like specialized hospitals or clinics with a really high level of expertise in a particular area. So basically, these centers could act as like real-world test sites for these new devices.
I like that. So you're basically saying, okay, we're gonna let this device be used, But we're going to do it in a very controlled environment where we can really carefully monitor its performance.
Exactly. And the experts at these centers could gather data, publish independent results, and that would provide really valuable evidence for making those broader reimbursement decisions down the line.
So it's kind of a win-win situation. Patients get faster access to potentially life-changing treatments. And at the same time, we're gathering that crucial data to make sure that it's actually a cost-effective solution in the long run.
Precisely. And it also allows for a more gradual integration of the device into the healthcare system. So it's not just this sudden influx of a new technology that no one really knows how to use or how much it's really going to cost.
And I know Dr. Roger also talks about this from the government's perspective.
Yeah, he makes a really interesting argument. He says, you know, we're already spending millions of dollars on these innovation incentives to encourage companies to develop these new medical devices. But if those devices never actually make it to market, then that money is essentially wasted.
Right. It's like we're funding all this research, but then we're not actually reaping the benefits of that research.
Exactly. It's like funding a research expedition to discover a cure for a disease and then refusing to actually manufacture the medicine.
So it's not just about the money, it's about the patients. It's about making sure that those innovations actually reach the people who need them.
Absolutely.
So that's the federal level. What about the state level? I know Dr. Roger also has some ideas about how we can improve things there.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly when it comes to local area health services.
Yeah, he suggests a much more collaborative approach instead of the typical tendering process where it's just, you know, a race to the bottom in terms of price. He proposes that LAHS actually establish agreements with local developers much earlier on in the process.
So like right from the beginning when they're still in the research and development phase?
Exactly. So the LAHS could come to the table and say, okay, these are our specific needs. This is what we're looking for in a new device. And then Aussie companies could tailor their innovations to meet those needs.
Just like a partnership instead of just a buyer-seller relationship.
Exactly.
And I imagine that would give those Aussie companies, especially the smaller ones, a much greater sense of security, knowing that they actually have a market for their product.
Absolutely. That certainty would allow them to invest more heavily in research and development, knowing that there's a pathway to sales at the end of the process.
So it's about creating a more sustainable ecosystem for that local innovation.
Precisely.
And I really like how Dr. Roger emphasizes that this isn't about handouts. It's not about giving Aussie companies an unfair advantage. It's about fostering a genuinely mutually beneficial relationship.
Yeah, it's about recognizing that supporting local innovation actually benefits the entire healthcare system in the long run.
So LAHS get access to cutting-edge technologies that are tailored to their specific needs.
Mm-hmm.
And Aussie companies get a chance to thrive and grow. And ultimately, it's the patients who benefit the most.
Absolutely.
Well, this is all starting to make a lot of sense to me now. It seems like Dr. Rogers is really challenging us to shift our thinking, to move away from this short-term mindset of just looking for the cheapest option.
Yeah.
And instead start to view local innovation as a strategic imperative for the future of Australian healthcare.
Exactly. He's asking us to look beyond those immediate cost savings and recognize the long-term benefits of supporting a vibrant, homegrown medical device industry.
Yeah, it's about jobs and economic growth, of course. But it's also about something much bigger than that. It's about ensuring that Australians have access to the best possible healthcare and that we're not just reliant on technologies that are developed overseas. And I think one of the most powerful things about Dr. Roger's work is that he doesn't just point out the problems. He actually offers some really concrete solutions. So in the final part of our deep dive, we're going to take a look at that really thought-provoking question that he poses at the end of his piece, which is, what can we as individuals do to support this vision? It's easy to feel like these big policy changes are completely out of our hands. But I think Dr. Rogers is suggesting that we all have a role to play. So stay tuned for that. It's really interesting, isn't it? Like, we talk about supporting Aussie innovation, but when it comes to medical devices specifically, are we really putting our money where our mouth is?
That's Dr. Rogers' point, exactly, isn't it? You know, and it really makes you think, like, what can we actually do to change this? Because these big policy changes seem so far away. But he seems to suggest that we do have a role to play as individuals.
Yeah, it does feel a little bit overwhelming sometimes, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
When you look at these big systemic problems.
Mm.
But I was thinking about this. Like, what if we just start being more aware, more conscious as consumers? You know how many of us actually think about where a medical device was made? Like, did it come from an Aussie company? Did it come from somewhere else?
Yeah, that's such a good point. We just kind of assume it's all imported, don't we?
Yeah, and maybe if we start asking those questions, start looking for Aussie-made options.
Yeah.
Then that could actually start to shift the market a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, that demand from consumers, that sends a powerful message to healthcare providers, to insurance companies, even to policymakers.
It's like we're voting with our wallets, but for Aussie innovation.
I love that, yeah.
And it's not just about spending our money. It's also about spreading the word.
Yeah.
Sharing stories about cool Aussie medical devices that we come across, you know, on social media or just talking to our friends and family.
Yeah, raising awareness. It's so important.
Because the more people know about this stuff, the more they're going to start asking for it.
Exactly. And then the companies will have to respond to that demand, won't they?
And then we also have our own networks, don't we? Like, do you know any investors or entrepreneurs, people who might be interested in supporting these Aussie companies?
Oh, well, yeah, for sure.
So connect, introduce them to these innovators.
Yeah, exactly. Like even just facilitating a conversation.
Yeah, just spark those collaborations.
It's all about building that community of support, isn't it?
Yeah, a network of people who are passionate about seeing Aussie medical device companies succeed.
And you know, if you happen to work in healthcare yourself, you're in a really powerful position to advocate for change. You know, talk to your colleagues about some of these ideas. Bring it up at meetings, write to your local MP.
Yeah, exactly. Don't underestimate the power of one voice. Because if enough people start speaking up, demanding something better, then things will have to change.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, this isn't just about being patriotic. It's about investing in the future of healthcare in Australia.
Exactly. It's about making sure that Australians have access to the best possible treatments and technologies, and that we're supporting the incredible research and development that's happening right here at home.
Yeah. And you know what I think is so exciting about this whole conversation is that it's not just about solving problems. It's about creating something new and innovative.
Yeah. And I think Dr. Rogers' work really highlights that. He shows us that there's a different way of doing things, a way that can actually benefit everyone.
Yeah. I mean, imagine a future where Australia is actually a global leader in medical device development, where our innovations are improving lives, not just here, but all around the world.
That's a pretty amazing vision, isn't it?
It is.
And I think that's a really great note to end on. So thanks, everyone, for diving deep with us today, and we'll catch you next time.